Audio Mode 28, June 28th, 2015. It's getting close to the end of this Audio Mode. 28 days in, and it flew by. It really does fly by. Getting some fantastic feedback from beta testers. Want to thank you guys so much. You're being so helpful. We'll be responding individually to each of your emails and your audio messages that you've sent. It's proving to be so valuable. We cannot thank you enough, and please keep it coming. We love it. Love hearing it. You know, everything from the obvious bugs, but also, you know, what you think about some of the changes. And I thought maybe we would just tease a little bit today, or talk about some of the reasons behind, or the focus for some of the changes we've made in this Boss Jock beta that's coming up. We got a lot of great feedback from some teachers that have used Boss Jock in the classroom, and it's been... So we took that as one of our key focuses with regards to this beta. There are certain things that, you know, love the idea of finding ways to simplify and make it easier, make it more intuitive, that sort of thing. So let's tease some of the things in there and talk about why they exist. One of the first things we got going on with the new beta is the ability to have a headphone-free mode. And this is something that we've gotten lots of requests from, specifically teachers and educators, that say simply when they're trying to demo the application or show it off or teach people how to use it, it's very difficult if the person can't hear what's going on because of the mute and the requirement of headphones. So, and then also people that are just, you know, sitting around listening to CART content and thinking about how they're going to plan their show would just, in a pinch, may not want to have their headphones on. So the ability to listen through the speaker was a top request. So that's one of the things we got going on here. It makes it a lot more fun. It makes it a lot more fun to produce on the go in a way. Because, you know, there are those times where you don't have all your gear with you, even headphones, even earbuds, that sort of thing. Or sometimes, you know, again, it's coming back to, there's something really nice about the simplicity of just the device and nothing else, you know, not even headphones. So we worked pretty hard to come up with a solution for that that wouldn't cause feedback and kept the aesthetic, the audio aesthetic that we wanted with Boss Jock, with ducking and background audio, keeping things smooth. So that's something that has been a top request that we wanted to get in there. Another thing that has been another top request, really, from people working in classrooms, but all types of users looking for the ability to export your content to as many places as possible, right? You want to hit every single channel. That includes even video channels. So one of the video obviously is exploding as a discovery place for podcasters. YouTube, a lot of podcasters will transcode their media into video just to get it on YouTube is another opportunity for discovery. Same goes for Facebook. Obviously, Facebook video has been just absolutely blowing up. So that's another thing that we thought would be a good thing to prioritize for this beta. So we now have the native exporting of video, and there's actually some built-in animation stuff. And if you check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/bossjockapp, you can see some examples of what the video engine does. And it's real simple, and it's real locked down to, to some very basic branding sort of things. You know, it works with your custom artwork, So, you know, you're able to get that custom feel that it's your content. And I don't know. I'm very excited about it. You know, it's just another dimension, I think, another opportunity to simplify things, to hit more channels and to, you know, streamline things. Of course, Facebook publishing was another just a top request from our users, and they don't really have a native audio hosting format. A lot of these services don't, but they do have native video, and so that's why we thought it was important to support video exporting specifically for those channels that are obviously important for content discovery. And that's, let's see, should we, is there one other one we want to tease here? No, not today. I'm going to keep it short. Audio Mode 28, again, thanks everybody so much for the help. Thanks for listening. Audio Mode, guys, this is a blast. We skipped last year. Shame on us. you gotta eat the dog food. You gotta taste test your own. If you're a chef, you're always tasting, right? Same thing goes in building apps. All right, guys, take care. Let's go out on something. Who's the bossa? Freaky Foof. Jazzy track to take us home. See you tomorrow.